This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are going to be two big and lasting problems out of Irma. Housing is one, where to put people while their homes are rebuilt or renovated. Electricity is number two. Florida Power and Light, that state's biggest utility, says almost 3.5 million of its customers are without power. Statewide, it's closer to 6 or 7 million households and businesses in all. So we have called up our sustainability reporter, Scott Tong, to ask him the question of the day. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Kai.
Question number one, I think, has to be, where do they start with so many people out of power and such, havoc on the ground?
Well, they start with the power plants and the long-distance power lines, you know, where the energy comes from in the first place, and then start with the important places for public safety and security. Hospitals, police stations, fire stations, communications facilities, and then they try to restore power to where the largest number of customers can get power in the shortest amount of time. That's the eastern side.
Right.
In western Florida, parts of the grid, according to Florida Power and Light, have to be completely rebuilt, which will be a matter of weeks. We're talking about not just lights, but refrigeration, gasoline pumps, medical facilities, hospice facilities could be staggering.
When you say rebuild the grid, and that's what they're saying down there, actually. What does that mean? That's more than just poles and wires at the consumer end of this thing, right?
It's all the connecting pieces in our modern grid, right? Our grid is a poles and wire system where electricity is generated somewhere, and it's often carried long distances to the population center. So what went down here? Long-distance transmission lines, which are high voltage. You need transformers to step up the voltage. Those went out. You have substations. You have the local lines outside people's homes. In total, they're talking about thousands of miles of new lines that they're going to have to lay. So this might sound like failure, right? But Florida's grid was actually one of the most hardened in the country. They put in $3 billion to try to prepare for this. They've learned from past storms. They cut back tree limbs. They replaced wood poles with concrete and sensors and meters to kind of detect when something is going on. So I guess in the grid's defense, this is an amazing engineering feat that's a century old. Huh. And it's the system that we're dealing with now.
I wonder if... And I hate to say it this way, but this is an opportunity, right, to build back in a more resistant way, because it's not like, given climate change, we're going to get fewer of these storms.
Build back better is a phrase you hear a lot of people use with regard to the grids. After Superstorm Sandy in the Northeast, there was a lot of talk about this. The states of New York, New Jersey, Connecticut passed bills. And one thing they did in addition to kind of stronger pieces was to pay for what are called microgrids. That is to form the, you know, at universities, at hospitals, places where it's really important to not lose power, that they have generation on site. And so if the rest of the grid goes out, these microgrids can still operate. So the question that a lot of people are asking is, when it gets time for Florida to rebuild, how forward-thinking might they be?
We talk a lot, actually, just along those lines of rebuilding, we talk a lot about the power grid. But the fact is, we don't have a power grid, right? We have state and maybe regional power structures in this country, right?
Well, yeah, and the history was a lot of regional grids that were mostly in the urban centers. You know, this is the 100-year-old story. And then around World War I is when they started to get interconnected. Huh. So the origins are not like this great federal national-level master plan, but they just kind of connected them that way. And so that's kind of the system we have. We have old equipment, and as you say, we have more frequent extreme events.
Right. Marketplace Scott Tong on where they go from here, rebuilding that power grid down in Florida and one assumes in Houston and other places as well. Thanks, Scott.
Okay, you're welcome.